Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, December 9th, 2015, and this is episode 144 of The Big Show. And thanks so much for listening. I genuinely appreciate the fact that you tune in every week. And as ever, I think we've got a really, really cool show for you this week. Tons of stuff to talk about. Now, obviously, we're really starting to get close to the end of the year here, and I assume most of you have finished with your plans for 2016 or are putting the finishing touches on those plans. And I think it's really worthwhile to talk again about how huge mobile is going to be. Because if you've already kind of finalized your plans or you've come close to finalizing your plans and you haven't fully accounted for how big mobile's going to be, you're kind of putting yourself in a challenging position. You know, we've talked in the past about how mobile and e-commerce and store is no longer an either-or proposition, right? That was a show we covered a couple weeks ago. And it's important to understand why that's so. The first is when we think about millennials, we know there's data from Pew Internet Research Center and eMarketer sums it up really nicely from a couple of different sources that show, particularly among young adults, they're more likely to own a mobile phone than own a PC. According to the Pew data, some 98% of all adults aged 18 to 29 own a phone of some kind. And in that data, they show that more than two-thirds of U.S. adults 18 and older own a smartphone, which sounds like a lot, but that's nothing compared to what we see among the 18 to 29-year-old set. In that group, folks 18 to 29, almost 90% own a smartphone. So it's not just that they have a phone, it's that they're constantly online. They are constantly connected because they're using their smartphones every day to get the information that they need, including when they're in your stores, including when they're thinking about buying something, riding on a bus, riding in a subway, riding in an Uber, walking down the street, walking down the aisles of your stores, sitting in your bars, eating in your restaurants, sleeping in your hotel rooms. These folks are continually connected. That's just the world in which they live. To the point where Mobile Commerce Daily shows research that says 70% of millennial women want push notifications to alert them to immediate use offers, coupons and sales and things that they can take advantage of based on their location, where they are, and how can they actually take action where they are and when they're doing what they're doing. And they're okay with receiving something on their phone saying, yeah, that's totally cool. That's totally cool because that's how they live their lives. Just as we've seen in the last decade and a half or two decades with e-commerce and people saying, yeah, I'll sign up for email, we're beginning to see the same behavior amongst customers saying, yeah, use my mobile phone to contact me because it's the way that they expect to communicate. We know that mobile is more important among millennials than having a social presence. They really expect that they can connect to you where they want and when they want and how they want, and without having to go and sit down at a laptop or sit down at a desktop computer to connect. And they're simply becoming a bigger part of your audience. Now, whether it's driven by millennials or whether it's driven by all demographics, a Adobe's got great new numbers coming out of the holiday shopping season so far this year. And we're seeing that mobile is now about half of online traffic, and even more importantly, about a third of online sales just in this holiday season. So we're talking Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the last week or so. These are huge numbers. One third of online sales are occurring on mobile this holiday season. Now, here's a question for you. Do you really expect those numbers to fall? I mean, I don't. We're only going to see those grow as we go forward, as we get into 2016, because this is just what we saw, you know, what, 10, 15 years ago with the growth of e-commerce. People suddenly discovered how easy it is to do what they want to do, where they are, and whenever they need to. That's just become the norm for many, many people. And yes, I understand that e-commerce still is a, you know, small-ish share of overall business. At the same time, it continues to grow. Its growth is in it's growing in double-digit numbers still. And those numbers are increasingly transitioning to mobile, to say nothing of the influence that it's having on people in your stores. So as I talked about a few weeks ago, mobile is really much bigger than you think. And it's increasingly getting large. Now, we talked about some of the trends that we need to look forward to as we get into next year. And I think mobile payments is going to be a big one. I think mobile video is going to be a big one. But before we get into that, why don't we talk about what you need to do? And the first thing you need to do is focus on your customer. You really want to be ready for this. You cannot just make this about mobile. You need to make it about customer needs. I wrote a piece that said it's not mobile first, it's customer first. Because, yes, mobile is enormous and getting bigger. But it's enormous and getting bigger because it's what your customers want, just like the numbers we talked about just a moment ago. So you have to think about, what are your customers' needs? What are the things that they're trying to accomplish? The things you want to look at are their content needs, the context in which they're going to use that content, and the data that you can use to support what you're doing and make for a better experience, right? I've always said content is king, context is queen, and data is the crown jewels. There's a great, great piece on Forbes about the things that your CMOs want, content. Their concerns are around content, culture, capabilities, and commerce. And really what they're talking about is making sure they've got the right people and the right culture and the right capabilities to support their customers and drive sales and drive commerce. The way you do that is you think about your customer and you think about what their needs are. What's different on mobile? What's different when a customer is standing in your store? What's different when they're traveling to your store? What's different when they're sitting on their couch, and what sorts of content needs and context response has to exist to support that? And then what data do you want to track to ensure that it's working? We talk a lot about testing to ensure that things actually work. You can validate that your efforts in these areas actually produce the results that you're looking for. So the first is focus on your customer. The second is to think about the content, the context, and the data. And then the third, and we talked about this a few weeks back, but look at embracing responsive or adaptive or RESS-type designs, RESS designs, to ensure that your customers get the right experience. There's a great piece by Paul Beauvais over on Mobile Commerce Daily, and I may have just butchered his name badly, but there's a great piece about the growth of responsive design and what it means for your customer experience. And when you do those three things, you focus on the customer, you think about the content, the context, and the data that you'll need, and you embrace a responsive, adaptive, or REST-type design to actually meet the needs of your customers when they're on mobile, you're going to set yourself up for much greater success, not just this holiday season, because it's obviously a little late for that, but as you get into 2016 and as your customers increasingly adopt mobile as their primary way of connecting with you, you're going to put yourself in a much better position to help your customers solve their problems. And if there's one thing we know is that when you help your customers solve their problems, very frequently it helps solve your business problems too. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. But once again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode and an archive of all of our past episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast. And while you're there, you can go ahead and click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there so that you'll never miss an episode of Thinks Out Loud. Alternately, you can subscribe in Stitcher Radio or iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. I want to remind you as well that you can find us on Facebook or Twitter on Facebook.com at Tim Peter Associates, Facebook.com/Tim Peter Associates, and on Twitter using the handle at TC Peter. And of course, if you'd like, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@timpeter.com. Again, that is podcast@timpeter.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, anything that happens to be on your top of mind, please do send it my way. I do love hearing from you. With that, thanks again for tuning in. I genuinely appreciate it. I do look forward to seeing you back here on next Thinks Out Loud next week. I hope you have a terrific week ahead, a great weekend, and I'll look forward to seeing you back here on Thinks Out Loud next time. Until then, take care, everybody.